ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer at the southern border. ABC News has confirmed Border Patrol apprehended a Lebanese man who acknowledged he was a member of Hezbollah and said he was heading to New York where he hoped to make a bomb. Gunfire since spring break, visitors running for safety along Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Police say one person killed, two others in critical condition, no arrests, and no word about possible motives. Israeli Defense Forces have announced a new operation at Gaza City's Central Hospital Complex. IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
The IDF is conducting a high-precision operation in limited areas of Shifa Hospital, following concrete intelligence that demanded immediate action.
This even as a new round of Israel-Hamas peace talks are set to resume today. Dozens of Americans who had been stranded in Haiti amid the spiraling gang chaos there arriving in Miami on board a U.S. charter flight. March Madness bracket set, UConn earns the overall number one seed. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court today hearing arguments over free speech and social media at issue whether the White House overstepped when it urged social media platforms to quash misinformation about COVID. Under arrest now in New Mexico, a suspect wanted in the deaths of two first responders. Jeremy Smith was captured in Albuquerque, the break in the search when he was recognized by a gas station clerk. A Washington State woman still recovering after being attacked by a cougar and now telling her story.
They fought that cougar and for me. They did this for me. And, you know, they're my heroes.
60-year-old Carrie Bergier was on a bicycle ride in Tocal Creek with a group of women when the cougar attacked last month, also on the ride, Tish Williams.
As I turned around, Carrie was off to the side on the trail with the cougar on top of her. And I just started beating it with the rock over and over and over.
The cougar let go after about 15 minutes. Bergier had to undergo hours of surgery to save her life. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond and listening to the Milwaukee Brewers games on Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM, WISS 1100 AM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win.
Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM, WISS. 1100 AM.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 WISS.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal judge has dismissed two of the three claims against a former Wauwatosa police officer who killed three people of color in 5 years. The families of Antonio Gonzalez, Jay Anderson, and Alvin Cole filed suits against former officer Joseph Mensa in 2022. The judge tossed the cases from Gonzalez and Anderson, saying that the use of force was necessary in their situations. The Cole case will continue. Eviction filings are rising in Wisconsin. Filings were up 18% in January from their pre-pandemic averages. Wisconsin has also seen some of the steepest rent increases between January 2022 and 2023. The median monthly rent in Wisconsin is over $1,500. Last year, research group Ford Analytics found that the state needs to build at least 140,000 housing units by 2030 just to keep pace with current demand. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers head to the NCAA tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the bad news is Wisconsin lost to Illinois 93-87 in the Big Ten final. The good news is they are the number 5 seed to start March Madness. They play James Madison University Friday night in Brooklyn. Greg Gard.
Happy that we got Friday. I think that helps. We're leaving here better than where we were on Wednesday. I mean, we're a better team. We're playing really well. Come up with a couple more loose balls and rebounds today. One less turnover, two less turnovers, and we're in good position. But we played well today.
The Marquette Golden Eagles face Western Kentucky Friday afternoon. NBA, the Bucks with a win, 140-129 At home over the Suns, Giannis sat out with a sore hamstring. Bobby Portis came off the bench scoring 31 points, saying it was time to silence his critics.
Try to block out all the naysayers. They be talking crazy about me all year long, trade them, all type of stuff. So I can get in my own zone now.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
Partly cloudy today, our high 37 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with a flurry or two possible this evening, our low 25. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, 48 the high. Then on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Monday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I'll be joined by City of Milwaukee political veteran Alderman Bob Bauman as we discuss why the incumbent city attorney is unfit for office.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Monday morning here. Big things taking place all weekend long. Of course, the NCAA tournament getting set to start, which is the greatest sporting event in the world. Joining us right now, the gentleman who has taken his team up against the Volunteers from the University of Tennessee, your head coach of the Lady Phoenix, Kevin Borseth. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, boys. How are we doing today?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Up and at 'em, ready to roll.
Yeah. Congratulations, Coach. This is exciting for the community, and yeah, this is great. How are you feeling about this? Do you like the draw?
Well, you don't get in this stage of the game right now. Teams you play are all pretty doggone good. Yeah. So we're in the same category, so it's exciting to be able to get out there to North Carolina and play Tennessee.
I think that's phenomenal. You know what? And it's one of those things where until you've been to an NCAA tournament game, you haven't really experienced the full boat of college basketball. It's a whole different thing, isn't it, Coach? Right from the moment you walk into the arena.
It really is. It's big time. It is, John. I'll tell you, you don't realize till you get there all the excitement that surrounds it. I mean, you're kind of treated like royalty. You're kind of walked in and out, red carpet here, red carpet there. So it's a pretty cool experience. But this is an interesting matchup. These are the two of the winningest programs in the country. I don't know if people realize that, but yes, it is. Teams at the winning seasons, two winningest programs, Tennessee's number one and Green Bay's number two in the history of the winningest programs. Both of us have had like 45 consecutive winning seasons. So that's kind of an interesting matchup.
That's unbelievable. I didn't even realize that.
No, not many people do, but Carol Hammerly started this way back, and we've had winning records ever since.
You know, when you think about Tennessee, though, you think of, you know, their great coach that they, you know, was there for so long and the great players that have come out of there. And I think that's fun that you're in the same boat with them. It's like, okay, we might be, you know, Green Bay, whatever.
Right.
But you know what? Yeah, we're right alongside the Tennessees of the world. I think that's cool. You guys have earned that. And you're right about the Carol Hammerly all the way through the way you guys have built it. But you guys don't have to take a back seat to anybody. This isn't a Cinderella story of you know, Virginia Commonwealth or somebody like this. This is legit.
Well, I hope, John. You know, this is a big task for us, obviously. They're pretty big. I got a chance to look at them on the videotape last night, and pretty big squad. It's a 6'6 and 6'3 and 6'3, and so they've got some massive kids in there that are really big. And they almost beat South Carolina. Interesting. South Carolina is the number one team in the country. Hasn't lost in quite a while. And they lost to them on a last-second shot.
Wow.
They left South Carolina's big kid open that hadn't made a basket all year long, and the kid banked a three-pointer at the buzzer to beat him. So,
wow.
Yeah, they're a pretty good program.
Well, you know that girl for Youngstown you guys played against that was 6'5", she was at Tennessee, and she transferred to Youngstown for her last year.
Oh?
Yeah.
She was. Yeah, it was borderline comical playing against you because it looked like we were all in a third grade game and she just kept the ball overhead and we couldn't reach her.
That one kid in the eighth grade that's like 6'3" and then he never grows again.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
Yeah. He's got the ball above his head up there. You can't reach him. Guys, everybody trying to get it. He just keeps throwing it at the basket. Well, they've got two of those.
Wow. But this, you're team, they just got to be so excited. But, I mean, you guys were playing such great ball in that tournament and the way you guys came together and to go on a national stage like this, I mean, that makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
It does. You know, I'll tell you, it's not easy to get there.
No.
Really, for mid-major schools to get in the NCAA tournament, that's not an easy thing. Your only avenue is generally winning your conference tournament. Very seldom do you get any kind of at-large bid.
Right.
Even though I think we had a chance to get one this year because we had a really good non-conference schedule. The tournaments are hard to get into, and it always, every year at the end of the year, it seems like your success and failure is based on your ability to get into the NCAA tournament. So at this point, John, everything is kind of icing on the cake for us.
Well, you know what? When we're sitting at that game the other night, there, I was looking up at the banners. It's like, oh, we need a new one up there. You got another banner coming.
I think you do.
This would be good. That's a good one to put up there. I'll tell you that much.
Okay. Enough about you guys. Now let's move on to something that, you know, you and I can really get into here. First of all, the old Hedgecock Fieldhouse at Northern Michigan University, was that the greatest setting for high school basketball you've ever seen?
There's no question.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, there was more, I attended more basketball games there, and that was the highlight of UP basketball back in the day. You know, when they closed that down and put everything in that Berry Event Center, that was the biggest disappointment ever in the face of the earth, I'll tell you.
Ever.
But there was, we saw some great games. I saw the great, was it Gladstone Menominee games, 5 overtime.
I still remember it.
A lot of good players going through there. Always packed to the ceiling. A lot of fun.
It was unbelievable. I remember watching Eddie Lester go off there and Chuck Day and some of those great, I can recall those games like it was yesterday, Coach. I mean, that was so memorable watching some of those games.
You know, it's kind of funny because I just was kind of a young kid back then, obviously, and they had the gym open on the side, so I used to go over there with a guy named Mike Ferguson, and we'd get a kind of old ball, and we'd shoot baskets in one of those side gyms over there where those games are going on. So
Mike Ferguson from Channing?
He's a Channing boy. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of the railroaders.
Channing Railroaders, absolutely. They were tough. You know who just died, Coach? A guy that was a really big high school star, a little bit older than me, Bruce Ponte from Republic. Do you remember him?
Absolutely.
Great
player.
Bruce. Yeah. Just passed away.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Just saw it in the Mining Journal yesterday. Yeah. He was a great player.
Oh, that's bad.
Who was the best player? Go ahead.
The Republic even have a team anymore? I don't even know.
I don't even know, to be honest with you. Those schools have gotten so small up there. Who is the best player you ever played against in your high school days?
Best player I ever played against in the high school days. You know, Eddie Lester was pretty. Gary Forrest is the best player I ever played against in my high school days.
You and Trout Creek.
6'5" lefty that just, he was just, then I got an opportunity to play with him in college as a teammate, you know, so pretty remarkable player. Okay. You wouldn't think much looking at him. He's not an imposing guy. He kind of runs around like a duck, you know?
Yeah.
And then the ball goes up and the ball goes in.
Yeah. He was amazing.
Coach.
On a steady basis. Yeah, very calm.
Coach, you're obviously all in with this the girls basketball, women's basketball. Did you watch some of that high school boys? I mean, that was, had you watched that Nina
they're
game?
Great.
Oh, that
yeah.
Nina game was a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then, you know, of course.
Four overtimes.
How close do you get to basketball when you're kind of like the lead?
Yeah, that's
in
a good question.
Team?
I saw that 4 overtime game. I actually watched it. Yeah.
Wow.
I watched quite a bit of it. It's nice to be able to watch basketball and not have anything invested in it.
Yeah, I know, right?
But I actually watched quite a bit of it. And there were some really good teams. It's a very good game.
Right. Yep.
It was amazing. But that 4 overtime game, that was unbelievable. You know, those guys just, one team would take a lead and the other one would catch up. That's the team that beat the Pier, right?
Yeah. Yep. Now, let me ask you something, though. When you're watching those games, do you watch it as a fan or do you watch it as a coach?
You know, it's kind of hard not to watch it as a coach. I'm pretty analytical. As a matter of fact, I made a comment to our players yesterday. I said, you know, is it hard for you guys now to watch basketball and not be analytical? Are they going under the screen? Are they going over the screen? Are they sagging off of somebody? They play in front of the post. Are they playing behind the post? Are they in a zone? Are they in a man? You know, they're running flex cuts on offense. What are they doing? They sit in ball screens, two ahead, two behind. It's hard not, seriously, to look at the thing analytically, because every time I turn a screen on in front of my face, I'm trying to dissect what the other team is doing. So it's sad, John. That's why I'm turning into a hockey fan, because I watch hockey and I'm trying to learn hockey now, because basketball is driving me nuts when I watch it.
See, that's why I don't like sitting next to you, John. It's not so much the analytics. It's, did you know that her dad went to this school at this school? And, you know, you want to kind of watch it as a fan, and you know everybody on the team and what they've done and their lineage. And but I still sit next to him.
Can I be honest with you, though? You know what I still find myself doing sometimes? Is even like when we were at your game last week, Coach, I find myself doing play-by-play in my head. High side, left side, Bregner swings it around, down the elbow, up on the baseline, double-teamed, kicks it out. Honest to God, I find myself doing play-by-play in my head. Isn't that crazy? Same thing with you.
I'm amazing guys who do play-by-play, how really good they are, how entertaining they are to listen to.
Yeah,
you know?
Good ones?
And, yeah, I mean, I couldn't do it, and I wouldn't be able to, you know, like you said, you're giving all the stuff you say makes a lot of sense to me, left side, right side, right. Going left to right, you know, all that, but to do it as an announcer is a different thing.
And the same holds true. Like, have you done hockey? Those hockey guys are good.
I did a few hockey games.
Okay, those guys are good. Kind of not boring. It's exciting, but there's no scoring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's 2-1. But I enjoy, I'm with you, Coach. I don't know much about hockey, but it's, I went to the tournament last weekend, my nephew played in it. But it's fun to watch, and I'm kind of learning the game a little bit more, too.
I'll tell you what, you go to an NHL game. Coach, when we played University of Detroit sometimes, my friend, who's from Calumet, was the sports information director or public relations for the Red Wings. So he'd get me some good tickets.
Well, awesome.
You want to talk about some bad men? who weigh about 235 pounds and just smash each other like you can't believe. That is something else when you see it in person, isn't it, though?
I'm a big Red Wing fan, so I've seen quite a few games in my day, but the Doc Emmerich, the guy that was the announcer for the Chicago Blackhawks and the NHL, he retired about 2 years ago. He was phenomenal. If you ever heard of the guy, but
loved it.
He's probably the best announcer I've ever heard.
But the best
just
announcer
fun to listen to.
Best announcer in the history of America was Ernie Harwell.
I loved Ernie Harwell.
Loved him.
Yeah, Ernie Harwell was great.
Every
night I sit down and fish at the lake. I listen to Ernie Harwell baseball.
Every summer night.
How many people can listen to baseball? But Ernie Harwell. Was
every
great.
Summer right. night, you could walk down a block and you could listen to a game because everybody was sitting on their patio or on their porch listening to a Tigers game.
That's true.
Hey, one quick thing. My favorite story he told us that time. I said, I was throwing out names. I said, Ray Orler. Well, let me tell you something about Ray Orler. Great shortstop, but couldn't hit a lick. In fact, one time he went up to bat with two outs. Dick McAuliffe was on deck. And instead of taking a bat to the on-deck circle, he took his glove. Ray Orler. Hey, Coach Boris Seth, congratulations on a phenomenal season. Keep it rocking, my brother.
You bet.
Really appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Right, you thanks, too, Coach. Buddy. Take care. Coach Borseth joining us, heading out to play the University of Tennessee Volunteers in North Carolina. Yeah. That is big time.
That's big time.
That's big time. That's awesome.
And we deserve to be there.
Absolutely. They earned it.
They earned it.
No, they earned it. We got to take a quick break. More coming up. Back up this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Do Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Fight of the Mayor here on Monday morning, 25 degrees in Appleton. No, 25 degrees in Green Bay, 27 in Appleton, 24 in Oshkosh. It is chilly out there. It's a little bit breezy. It's not a nice spring day. Not horrible, but not. And then what Brittany was telling us about down the road. Wow.
I know.
Are you sure you don't want me to house sit for you?
No.
Because I will. Squared away. And I'll take care of Milton. Whole thing.
Got it all squared away.
Okay. Now, well, good for you.
It's like having a kid. Hey, I think people maybe weren't tuned in since 7. Let's rehash the poll.
Yeah. Have you followed Breaking Bad? So far, it is 80% no, 20% yes. And you're adamant that everybody has seen Breaking Bad.
Over half. No? Over half our listeners have seen Breaking Bad.
I think it's 80
was
to 20.
The number, I shouldn't say that, but okay. It was way, way up there with Netflix. Uh-huh. And award-winning time after time, you know, what is it, Oscars? Is that movies? Yes.
Academy Awards?
Yeah, I don't know.
Emmys?
Yeah, I don't know.
Emmys.
Would be the Emmys. Yep.
Yeah, so they were nominated. I think they won a couple.
Did they?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right. You know what? I watched that other show there for a while, Better Call Sal.
That was a spinoff.
And
it's not as funny. That's
not, it was
that,
good.
Not that Breaking Bad was. No,
I like
not
little,
as, not as,
okay, whatever.
What's the word? Capturing.
Right. I like the little bald guy who's kind of a tough guy. Who's he? The bald guy from Breaking Bad. The bald guy. He's one of the main characters. He's got big ears. Bald. The smaller guy.
He didn't live past Breaking Bad.
He must have because he's in Better Call Saul. He was the bald guy. Kind of weird looking. Kind of crazy looking almost. Kind of evil looking. But I think he was a good guy. No? I thought he was one of the main characters. No?
Okay, maybe I got the wrong guy. A lot of people don't make it to the end of Breaking Bad.
All right. Maybe I got the wrong guy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I didn't see it, so I will try to watch it.
John, but here's the problem. Once you start watching it, it's pretty addictive, so you got to make sure you have the time to watch it because it's that good.
It does look like he had an appearance in Better Call Saul.
Oh, he only had an appearance, but he was one of the big-time guys. Jim.
No, but
Better Call Saul. Are you sure you even watched this show?
I did. I watched it.
Never mind. All right.
John, for the two shows I've watched in my life, I know that show.
What was the other one?
It's the one I'm watching right now.
Oh, the Loudermilk?
Yeah.
Loudermilk or something?
Yeah. All right. That one caller said they laugh out loud. All right. Did you hear?
I'm going to try to watch. You know another one I have not watched that everybody talks about? Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I didn't
did watch that.
No,
did you watch
my kids. My kids were all in on that.
Some people were so into that.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
Breaking Bad about break dancers from the 80s.
Oh, get out!
Follow it. It's just one of our listeners. Break dancers from the 80s is what they're thinking. It's about.
Okay,
just throwing it out there, Jim. It's our people. It's our listeners. It's our people. You know what? You don't have anymore. You don't have those nights that you'd look forward to where it's like, oh, man, what a great night for TV.
Thursday nights was one of those nights, right?
Absolutely. I remember one year, it was Hill Street Blues,
yep.
Saint Elsewhere, and Cheers.
Yep.
All on the same night. It's like, oh, my God, what a great lineup. I remember in the 70s when it was like Happy Days, Welcome Back, Cotter, Laverne and Shirley. Yep. That was a great night.
There's still great nights. The Bachelor. I don't watch it.
Oh, my God.
No.
You didn't just say that, did you?
No, there are still some good movie nights. It's just nothing we would watch, but there's still a pretty good lineup.
Name one. Name a good lineup night.
I would say Survivor and The Bachelor. I don't know if that's...
You watch The Bachelor?
No, I don't. I just... Donna says, look, I can't wait because The Bachelor's on. I'm like, okay. I never watch it. Never. I've never seen it. And then she...
Yeah, right.
I swear to God, John.
I don't watch enough network TV to know if there's
nothing
a good night.
To watch.
I don't watch it at all.
Yeah, I don't know what a lineup would be. That's a good question.
There's one show I watch when I never know what it's on, but when I watch it, I always laugh. Abbott Elementary. Have you seen that?
I've heard it's really good.
About the inner city school in Philadelphia. It's actually really good.
Is it kind of filmed like The Office kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Kind of quirky?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good show.
And that's on network?
Yeah. Well, like I think it might have been on right after the Super Bowl. One of those kind of things where they always try to give something a marquee spot. That's a pretty good show. Yeah.
Well, Sunday, I'm going to think what the lineup is on Sunday. They always announce it because... Like I like to watch sports, and I always take in 60 minutes, although it wasn't great last night. But
you know what? I didn't watch it either because I like 60 minutes, and I read about it. None of those topics interest me.
Well, it was, I don't know if you heard, but Putin squeezed it out.
He what?
Putin.
What about him?
What? He won as president again for another
election.
6 years.
And
first part was about why he wins and what he does with people who don't support him, and
it's not good, right?
No, oh God! I mean, different countries they flee to, and then the only media that they can get is through YouTube. So that was 60 Minutes was just talking about how, he won with 85%, which don't you think if you owned everything, you'd win even by higher?
You want to make it look half decent, you know? Get this: I'll bet more people watched Longmire than Breaking Bad. Just a thought, Bill. Loved Longmire. Did you watch that?
Never heard of
it. It's about a sheriff in Wyoming. And his wife been murdered, and he's trying to catch the murderer. And his deputy, his right-hand man, is running against him.
Oh, I would like that.
And his daughter
is hooking
up with that guy.
Okay. Good plot.
Good plot. Oh, it's great.
Is that a series then?
It was a series.
Like years?
It was outstanding.
Huh.
Yes.
That's a Netflix thing?
I want to say Netflix.
Not
great show. One of the great shows I've ever seen.
All right.
And the guy that actually played the part of his deputy, he was his, nemesis, played football for Duke, was a linebacker.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, I'm sure she wanted to. Okay, that's great. All right. I'm going to watch it for sure.
Okay.
All right, this Breaking Bad poll. I don't think people are calling in yet. Get your coffee.
No, I think they are.
Put your phone down on your way to work.
I think people have spoken.
I think
they have spoken, and they don't watch it.
Who...
I'm just saying. Hey, by the way, Todd, did Knob send you the first list of quarterbacks?
Haven't seen
it. I got to get him your contact info. So we're going to have a new contest.
Yes, that's going to be fun.
Have a new contest called Win Minos Money. Okay? It's going to be sponsored by Nicolet National Bank. Okay?
Yeah, great bank.
And every day, my man Knob is going to give Todd 10 questions. Or 10 quarterbacks out of the 1,000 or so quarterbacks that played from 1957 till now. Well, I don't know how many. I don't know. No idea. But anyway, he will give me 10. We'll start off the first person. Better Call Saul is actually a prequel. Todd, give me that word.
Before.
Prequel.
Yep.
Prequel.
Before.
Prequel to Breaking Bad. Okay. But anyway, so 10 quarterbacks.
Yep.
We'll start off like Bob texts in. Bob says, give me number 5. There'll be number 5 will be on the list, and it'll be, Johnny Unitas. And I'll say Louisville, okay? That adds $10 to the pot. We go up to $100 every time we do it.
Does the caller see the list?
No, they don't see the list.
Well, then that's not...
Well, then if the caller wants to do their own, we will do that. The only problem is...
They want to stump you. That's
the
goal.
Yes, they want to stump me. But they really need to be vetted, because... We got to think. They had to be on a regular season roster. It can't be a guy that was just a camp quarterback and then got cut.
I understand that.
So Knob vets these that they all are. So that's the only problem.
But if I got the list and saw Johnny Unitas, I would never call that one out to you. I would get some more obscure. Guy.
And Knob is getting some obscure ones.
But the caller doesn't see it. That's what I'm asking. If there's any way the caller could maybe, if Todd could read him the list and he could pick one or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Todd, why does he have to make everything so much more complicated?
Yeah, just throw some more work here.
He's so great at sitting back and telling others how they should make things more complicated because it's too easy for them. All right, we got to set a quick break. When we come back, we're talking about something very important. Smoke detectors, American Red Cross with Rebecca. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer at the southern border. ABC News has confirmed Border Patrol apprehended a Lebanese man who acknowledged he was a member of Hezbollah and said he was heading to New York where he hoped to make a bomb. Gunfire since spring break, visitors running for safety along Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Police say one person killed, two others in critical condition, no arrests, and no word about possible motives. Israeli Defense Forces have announced a new operation at Gaza City's Central Hospital Complex. IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
The IDF is conducting a high-precision operation in limited areas of Shifa Hospital, following concrete intelligence that demanded immediate action.
This even as a new round of Israel-Hamas peace talks are set to resume today. Dozens of Americans who had been stranded in Haiti amid the spiraling gang chaos there arriving in Miami on board a U.S. charter flight. March Madness bracket set, UConn earns the overall number one seed. This is ABC News.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Department of Natural Resources is asking everyone to avoid all fires, with the state continuing to experience elevated fire dangers. Some parts of northern Wisconsin haven't seen any precipitation in over a month. Mix that with breezy weather, and the DNR says that elevated fire conditions will continue into early next week. The DNR has already responded to nearly 250 wildfires this year. March is National Social Worker Month. One of the biggest challenges facing social workers today is clients dealing with housing insecurity.
We work with a lot of families where they're housing insecure. They don't have access to affordable and timely services and treatment.
Sean Lazarus helps families with kids in the juvenile justice system. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a that's former
Drew.
Lover.
I got it a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Partly cloudy today, our high 37 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with a flurry or two possible this evening, our low 25. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, 48 the high. Then on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
26 in Green Bay, 27 in Appleton. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. If you've been waiting to replace broken windows and doors or you want to revitalize your home with a new look, now is the time to get it done. Because from now until March 31st, you can get zero interest up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. That's right. Pay now, 3 years later. No, get Pella now. Pay 3 years later.
That's better.
Don't wait 3 years for your Pella windows. Get them now. Pay in 3 years. Free in-home consultations makes replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. We're going to get it done, by the way. We're going to call Pella. We've got some doors we want to replace, some windows and stuff like that.
Awesome.
And the way I look at it, if I die within the next 3 years, I don't have to pay interest, right?
No.
Is that the way it works?
No.
No? Okay.
You sign a deal.
Oh.
What I'm saying is I think your savings will be there.
Absolutely.
In 3 years. I don't know what the payback is on that, but for Pella, ours, it was significant. Yeah. For ours,
certain restrictions apply. Great people. Yeah. Talk to them. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Breaking Bad, we're still at, 80%, yes, 20%.
Yeah.
Still at that.
So Breaking Bad, which was like the number one Netflix, I don't know, that maybe it was longer than that, 8-9 years ago, I'm not even sure. And people who've watched that, just take the time. I know the majority of you have watched it, but if you would, to satisfy your curiosity and to, you know, support my victory again, if you could just text in that, everybody's seen that. You can just text in yes. You don't have to say that.
No, but go ahead, folks. Just if you've seen it, text yeah.
Right.
If you followed it, if not just what you came upon, did you follow the series? Right. Do you know the plot line, the whole thing?
Right.
The curve, as they talk about, do you, yes or no?
Yeah.
So far, it's no, 80% of our listeners, and yes, 20%.
No,
so,
they just,
I mean, that's the democratic process.
They're driving, they're working, but they really can't text in.
All right.
So,
well, but, the 80%ers did. They found a way.
Yeah, I don't know.
They found a way.
Which is interesting, because I thought maybe, well, it's a Netflix thing, so maybe a lot of people don't get Netflix, right?
Right.
That might, but ironically, those are the people... tech-wise, that are texting in this morning saying, no, I haven't seen it.
Haven't
There's a yes.
Oh, hey, Mark. Okay. Thanks.
Okay, Mark.
Milton.
Right. He was not alive.
That's right. It just said rough.
Yes.
Yeah, right. No, it's...
Right, is Milton listening right now?
Yes.
Hey, Milton.
He is. Don't do that. He's going to get his... Because even last
Milton.
Night... John, stop. Okay, even last night... there was, what were we watching? And there was some dogs on there. And he just jumped off the couch and he's putting his head right up on the screen. So anyway, he's interested in that.
But
so
he's literally sitting and listening right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Milton!
don't do that. Why not? Jeez, let the dog thing alone.
Milton the door!
Ding dong. Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
we're waiting for Rebecca's coming in. American Red Cross talk about smoke detector installation day. Also, Brandon from the Hotel Northland coming in, talking about their big anniversary.
Tomorrow night.
We've got Christy coming in from City Deck, talking about a brand new...
economic.
...place that's opening right next to us.
Yes.
I mean, like within 10 feet of us.
Economic development.
Yes, absolutely.
We have Rebecca Rockhill in the house from the American Red Cross. Many, many of you know her because she's been around town for, I don't know, 20 years. You worked at Salvation Army and... Now you are working at the Red Cross. And I saw, the reason I called you.
Hi, Rebecca.
Good morning.
It's just a great thing that you're doing. Right now you're in this phase of looking for volunteers to help the American Red Cross actually install smoke detectors. To give people smoke detectors is not like a half a job. You know, they got to get installed. And tell us about this program, why you're doing it. And I'll bet you this is the, oh man, the payback on this has got to be unbelievable.
This is an amazing event, and this year, this is something the Salvation Army has done since, I'm sorry, the Red Cross has done. You mentioned the Salvation Army.
Whoa.
Oh, boy. I knew that was going to happen.
Yes, there it is.
This is
how
something.
Was your career at the Red Cross?
Yes. Not counting tomorrow. How long have you been there?
Humanitarian services there, is
exactly.
amazing.
Okay.
This is something the Red Cross has done since 2014, and it has just turned out to be a tremendously successful campaign in saving lives. And so this year, Green Bay has been chosen as the signature city in Wisconsin to sound the alarm. And on April 13th, we will be installing smoke detectors, as well as providing fire safety education and escape route plans, education around that, with as many households and families as sign up.
You know, I still remember when I first started my career in TV in little Twin Falls, Idaho, you have to do everything. Like, I'd be a news photographer in the mornings and then cover sports in the afternoon and everything. And I'll never forget my first week, had to cover a press conference of a terrible tragedy with the family. And the guy holding the smoke detector said it was dead, had dead batteries. And I'll never forget. I can remember. That was 1980. I can remember it was like yesterday.
Absolutely.
And that always made an impact in me. Here he is. I think there were three people died. And here he was holding the smoke detector. Right. It was melted at that point, kind of. But he said the batteries were dead. People, put in new batteries. These people would all be alive.
That's right.
That's it exactly. Is that people think, oh, I have a smoke detector. Well, how often do you test it? Is it current? There's about a 10-year life shelf.
Shelf life.
Thank you.
How
Monday
you doing
morning.
This morning, Rebecca?
I know.
Get that coffee
We're
going.
We're with Rebecca from the Salvation Army.
Yes.
Red Cross. So about a shelf life of the smoke alarm. So even if they're in there, call us in. Have us come in. Yeah. Sign up for a free smoke alarm. We come in. We install it for you. We make sure it's working.
That's phenomenal. What a great program that is.
It is. And I think what's wonderful. Cool about that program, Rebecca, a couple things. We're looking for volunteers now. So volunteers can call, even though the program is the 13th.
We're looking for both.
And people to do that. What I think is cool is that you meet with the family because, you know, those kids are upstairs. And to sit down and say, look, you guys, if something should happen, hear the smoke, you know, I don't know. Do you do the whole field the door thing? I don't even know what you guys do.
We will go through the whole education, fire education. This is what to watch for. This is what to listen for. This is where to go. This is the plan that you want to come up with.
We bought one of those ropes. You know, that
the windows.
And our kids thought that was the dumbest thing.
I think that's a great idea.
We never used it, obviously.
But they knew where it was.
They knew where it was.
They needed it, didn't they?
Like, the practice. But it's like, look, you guys, you know, this just rolls down. And But
remember Pete Maravich? Pistol Pete Maravich, all-time leading scorer in history until Caitlin broke it the other day. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
Yes. No,
he went to a, boarding, like a military school.
Yeah.
His dad took him there in North Korea. And it was these old wooden barracks from like World War One. Okay.
Wow.
And he said there was such fire. And he was on the second floor. His dad, true story, his dad took a rope and tied it around the bed and had it stepping. And he said, if there's a fire,
throw it up.
You go out that window with that rope. He said it was such a fire trap was his place. So that's not, I've thought about that
too.
Yeah,
those nylon ropes, and they're easy to use. You just hook them in there on the windowsill and you're done. So,
but you know what, what you're talking about is a plan.
Right.
And that's the most important point. You hope you never need that.
Right, absolutely.
But if you do, that plan will save your life.
Yeah.
And we are looking at how can we go out and not only engage the volunteers and bring out the teams, but also sign up families across the greater Green Bay area, not only who may be in disadvantaged areas that may not have the resources, but also let's think about a lot of our elderly population that might not be able to reach up to make those changes.
You know, when I was working at that Veterans Village in Appleton, a lot of our guys were disabled.
Exactly.
In a wheelchair. And you don't think about that. And those poor guys that beep. In the middle of the night for like 3 days till they can get somebody there to take care of it. But you're right. There's a lot of people that can't reach those.
And you know what? You make a really great point that I want to bring up is can't hear. We can get our hands on shaker alarms.
Or I've never heard of this.
Absolutely. Bed shaker alarms. So that if there are individuals who are sight or hearing impaired, we can get the flasher alarms or the bed shaker alarms. So that if there is a fire, either there's a strobe light that's going off that's alerting them if they can't hear it, or there's a bed shaker alarm so that they are feeling the bed shake.
I have never heard of a bed shaker alarm.
Yep.
How does that work?
It works the same way that a fire alarm would. It activates something that makes the bed start to shake when it senses that smoke.
You're not going to miss that strobe light. I mean, if you can see,
or the
pitch when it goes off. So, I mean, that's nice that you take people who are missing those two senses and the shaker thing. Hey, what do you tell people, selfish question, about their pets?
What do you tell people about their pets in case of a fire? They're part of your fire safety plan.
Okay.
They are part of your fire safety plan. All right, absolutely.
Maybe come over, talk to Milton. I got to make sure he understands.
And the Red Cross is teamed up with the Humane Society, and we look at how we can support pets after fires as well. When we talk about disaster preparedness or disaster response, pets are very much a part of that story. So like when we look at coming up with that disaster safety plan, when we put in those smoke detectors and we say, if the worst should happen, then this. That's also going to include, what are we going to do with Fido? Who is going to look at finding Fido? And
because there have been some tragic stories of people back into burning buildings.
Totally.
More in times than you care to count.
Yeah.
I could teach him, though, with that, when that noise goes off, to run out of the house. I could teach him that.
And then you can teach a lot of people.
Tell you again.
If you need help, call Mayor Jim Schmidt.
I've lived around here for a long time. I didn't know that you guys did this. The Red Cross did this.
Absolutely.
Where you would bring, because, they're not cheap. You go to buy smoke detectors. They're not cheap. And you guys actually buy them for the people and install them and the whole thing.
Right. The battery install and the plan.
Yes. And we do this year round. We're really putting a splash in right now through the Sound the Alarm event, which, by the way, is April 13th in Green Bay. But it doesn't mean it has to be that day. That's just really the day we're making the big hit. But year-round, if anybody ever calls us and says, I can't get my hands on a smoke detector, or, my crummy landlord isn't renewing it, we'll find a way to get it in there.
Wow, it's fantastic.
I read where you're looking for volunteers to install. Any... they need any equipment, ladders, screwdrivers?
Nope. Come on out. You can sign up at redcross.org/WI smoke alarms, and we will get you signed up, usually in teams of two or three, four if they need be. Even kids as young as 16, if their parents are there, can come. You'll come in, you'll get the full training. You'll see
great
one,
service
do one.
Project for schools.
Absolutely. Perfect. Yeah. And we'll give you all the supplies you need. We'll give you the route. We'll give you the addresses. We'll send you off with some lunches and give you all the information you need to develop the plan.
What a great thing. Even a little bit of a, a father-son thing, too. Father-daughter to
employees,
go and do that.
Right. Team building.
Right.
Get your kids out, reconnect.
And like Johnny said, there's still some schools that have service hours, and that's very rewarding versus cleaning something up, still great. But that's very, very cool.
Oh, and what a great way to voluntold your family.
Right. Absolutely.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than when you have that alarm go off in the middle of the night, and it's like, where is that thing? Where is it? But I will say, whatever that pitch is or whatever, it's there's no question what it is when that thing goes off.
That's right.
I had one go off in the middle of the night one time. When I had a fireplace, wood-burning fireplace, and I thought everything was out completely, and I closed the doors and did the thing. Well, it kept smoldering. I thought it was totally gone. And wow, I woke up in my den, or whatever you want to call it, was filled with smoke in the middle of the night. You want to talk about a scary feeling? Oh my God.
We lost our home fire. We lost our home to fire in 2007.
Kidding.
Thankfully, I was no longer living there. It was the family home that I grew up in, but it was a complete
mine
loss.
Mine too. The family home I grew up in burnt down.
Yep.
About 10 years ago.
And Green Bay, the community, but Green Bay has a lot of older homes.
Absolutely.
We had the guy on from Ledgeview, and I was really surprised when he said that 75% of their homes are less than 25 years old. They probably have a lot of things in there, and all our new buildings are sprinklered and fire things like the one across the street. But we have a lot of old, the city, we're going to the Northland tonight. It's 100-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of, and some of the places haven't, it doesn't cost a lot of money, but they still haven't done it. You know what I mean? Like we talked, you've been in those places.
And it is something so simple.
Right.
When you talk about the big wiring and the all brand new homes, but to stick up a smoke alarm with a battery in as many places as needed throughout that facility, whether it's a home, a garage.
Can I ask how yours started?
A fire in the chimney in the ceiling.
Okay. Same type of thing. Yeah.
Up in the attic.
I remember my neighbors, when we moved into Ledgeview, the house next to us had just been completed. And all of a sudden, here's fire trucks in my driveway. And they were still unpacking. And the guy had smoked, I guess. in the garage and like threw a cigarette in the packing boxes. Oh, that was a scary. Stick around, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Talk a little bit more about this, Rebecca.
Okay. Got it. Questions.
Back with more right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 WISS.
Oshkosh Air Support WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. 24 degrees in Oshkosh, 26 in Green Bay, 27 in Appleton. We're with Rebecca Rockhill, American Red Cross. This is a really important thing they have going on with the smoke detector installation program. And talk some more, Rebecca, how people, in two things. Number one, how can people become involved where they go and install these in people's houses? And if people know of someone who could really use this service, how do they get that taken care of?
You can sign up to volunteer, or you can sign up to have the alarms and the education, have the alarms installed and the education brought to you, both at the same site, right at redcross.org/WI smoke alarms. And that will lead you right into the site where you can sign up for the installation or to volunteer. Very simple process. Come out in teams for the volunteering. We'll give you everything you need to know. For the installation, you just write down your name and address and give a little bit of information, and we will get people there to help you out and get you set up.
Any cost to
absolutely
the,
not.
It's not, you know, I don't what's the word, income restricted or
nope. If you tell us that you are having a hard time or an issue or cannot otherwise get that education or that smoke alarm, we will be there.
Fantastic.
What a great. And I think once you do it, you don't really have to do this again. I mean, it's
about 10 years.
Right. I was going to say it's
a smoke
like,
detector, 10 years?
Yeah. A smoke detector, 10 years. We want to change the batteries once a year.
Right.
Okay. Do you guys, when the smoke detectors you put in, are they the combos with the carbon monoxide?
They are not.
Just the regular?
They do not include the carbon monoxide detector.
Okay. But yours are all obviously battery operated, not hard lined.
Correct.
Okay. Cool.
What if there's someone who's in their home, it's an older home, you know, built in 40s, 50s, and they don't have any smoke detectors? Do you come in and assess where they should go?
Absolutely. We will make sure, no matter the size of the home, we will make sure we put in the number of smoke detectors as needed for that particular size of the home.
Is there a rule of thumb?
There is a rule of thumb.
Okay.
Like per square feet?
And it is?
I would say it's one every 300 square feet. 400. 500.
Let me get back to you on that.
There's an actual fact and figure.
I'm giving you that look.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh. Well, obviously every level.
Every level, for sure.
Always hallways.
Always hallways.
Okay, every hallways.
Every level. And I know, let me get back to you on that.
Yeah,
I don't want to give you the wrong information on it.
Yeah, get the exact
but
thing.
If you have one smoke detector in your house, you probably need another one.
Absolutely.
That would be my guess, because I don't know what the square footage are. It's for sure level. That's a good point.
I think builders know when they build, they have to put in hard line, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
For the most part.
It has changed quite a bit.
Yeah, that's part of the code, I think.
But, you know, we have... Yeah, and this is countywide.
But then you should also have a backup with battery in case your power goes out.
with the new ones are yet. They have both.
That's what
that
I
are
mean.
Hardlined in.
Yes, yep. That's what I mean.
The ones we install are all battery powered.
Yep, yep, exactly. Yep. But you know, it's one of those things, though, too, and you just don't think of it.
No.
And I know they should. And that's why it's great that you guys bring this awareness. Because it's one of those things. It's like changing, you know, you get a flashlight in your junk drawer. And it's right. like, you know, those batteries are just kind of going.
Yeah.
So.
That's right. You pull those flashlights out when you need them, and they're like,
they never.
Now you're digging around in the junk drawer for batteries.
Why what can't a waste. Somebody invent a better flashlight?
Planned obsolescence, Johnny. They want to sell you batteries. They're you know, put people on the moon. We can do all this stuff. There's batteries
there
that would never die.
There should be some tiny little cell type thing that you could put in, and it'll last for a lifetime.
Right, and you can just reach for it, and it's going to turn on. There are. It's just, it's capitalism.
But you know, what I want to make sure people remember is fires take 7 lives every day.
Yeah.
And that could be cut in half if we just get those working smoke alarms in there. And it is so simple as just going in and putting in a request to get that installation, bringing the volunteers in to get that filled.
My buddy here, Sparky, the code is 1 inside every bedroom and 1 outside each group of bedrooms. A carbon detector is required on each level.
Okay.
Thank you, Sparky.
1 inside every bedroom, 1 outside each group of bedrooms. Thanks, Sparky. He does that for a living.
Yes.
Thank you, Sparky.
My wife texted me and said, sign us up.
Oh.
No, she said, get the one in the upper floor taken care of. Remember we had that party?
Yeah.
Were you there when that?
Yeah.
Susan, you're coming out to help volunteer.
Oh, I'm coming up to help volunteer? Okay, I'll do that. I will volunteer. I think this is a cool
I think
thing.
You should.
I'm not real handy, though.
He said, you don't have to be handy.
Well, are they?
John's handy.
She is.
Do they screw them into the ceilings now, or is it more of that Velcro type of
Nope,
sticky?
They screw them into the ceilings.
They still screw them in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have to hit a stud for that,
and
or can you just do drywall?
I promise that they will be all the... screwdrivers will be charged.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, nice. There's charge. That means they're electric or whatever, battery operated, not the ones we have in our flashlights.
That's why I promised that. That's right.
No, Todd, I have no idea what that meant, but go ahead.
They don't work in the flash.
What don't?
The batteries. John, we were just talking.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the screwdrivers.
Okay, let me just, John.
So getting back to these smoke alarms?
No, yeah. John, this is funny.
Okay, go ahead.
We were talking about how in your junk drawer, you're the one who brought it up, there's flashlights in there, and they don't work.
Yeah.
And you're like, why can't they make a battery that lasts longer?
Yes.
And then she said, well, if you come and do the install the fire alarms, the screwdrivers will work. And I'm like, because there are different batteries than in the flashlight.
Okay. We got a text there. It says, I have a flashlight that plugs into the wall and stays plugged in. It only comes on when the power goes out
so you
can find it.
Those are awesome.
I've never seen one of these, but I like it.
The power goes out, they light it up, you can grab it, and then...
I want one of these.
Me too.
You know, I want to put a big plug in, again, for people signing up if they need them, for volunteers coming in, but also for disaster response volunteers. Fires happen all the time. Disasters happen all the time. So when we look for volunteers coming in, it's not just to install those fire alarms. It's also to be there when those disasters or those fires hit and people have lost everything. Just having someone who is willing to be there to help the family is also in great need in our community.
And you also train those people, too, on how to respond. They bring the sandwiches. I mean, you guys really do it right when you show up.
We have an extensive training guidelines for becoming disaster team qualified to be able to know where to go, when to go, what to bring, how to work the systems, how to work with the individuals.
Okay.
Everything is awesome. There.
And this
them.
Is the Red Cross is, you know, Oshkosh, Appleton here. You're in charge of this region, right? But you have your people should just look if you want to volunteer and feel rewarded, right? There's so much to do with the American Red Cross
everywhere.
Beautiful. Rebecca, thank you so much. This is fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
It's always
it's one of those things that's so important and literally could be life saving. But until somebody puts it in front of you, it, you know what I mean? It's one of those things where it's like, I'll get to that. I'll get to that. I think this is awesome. You guys are putting it right in front of everybody.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. Great work. Rebecca Rockhill, American Red Cross. Help them out, folks. Get some smoke detectors installed with your neighbors. We got to set a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about that big anniversary coming up at the Hotel Northland and some big news happening downtown Green Bay. Back after this.
your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Monday on Matt Nair on Air, political consultant Joe Zepicki joins us. Maggie Dawn is here as well, and we go beyond the cheese with mushrooms. Join us.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.